clothes.
Yes, I've known people to use it to make soap.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do they have different shapes, or are they all mostly about the same shape?
All that I've ever seen are the same shape. They're big, round, pot bellied, I think they call them.
Yes. And what would you call a container that you plant some sort of flower in to keep in the house?
A flower pot.
Okay. What are the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you are setting the table for supper?
Well, a knife, fork, and spoon. Did you want me to call them by name, or did you want me to sell silverware? Knife, fork, and spoon.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if you had served steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to keep steak blank by the plate.
Steak knives?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If the dishes are all dirty, you say, it's almost supper time, and before I can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must blank the dishes.
Wash the dishes? I must wash the dishes?
Yes. After she washes the dishes, then she blank them in clear water.
Rinse.
Yes. What do you call that cloth or rag you use in washing dishes?
The dishcloth.
What do you call that cloth or rag you use in drying dishes?
Dish towel.
Yes. What do you call the small terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
Washcloth.
Uh-huh. After bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
A bath towel.
What do you turn on at the water pipe or the kitchen sink? What do you call it?
Turn on the faucet?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What about in the yard? If you wanted to do something in the yard, what would you turn on?
The hydrant?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And when people work in the field and they brought water out in a cart or a wagon, what was the container called that they brought the water out in?
A keg. Water keg, I guess I should say.
Yes. Okay. It was so cold last night that our water pipes
bursted.
Yes. And if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would
burst.
Yes. People used to buy flour in a what?
Sack?
Do you know, can you remember anything else they used to buy it in?
Keg.
The
barrel.
Yes. What did molasses come in when they used to buy it in the fairly large quantities? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
I think it came in big jars.
And what about lard?
That was in a bucket, a wooden bucket a long time ago.
Do you know what it was called?
No.
Okay. What do you use to enable you to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle?
A funnel.
Okay. What do you use to urge horses to go faster when you're riding in a buggy or?
You use a whip.
Yes. If you bought food at the store, the grocer might put it in a
bag.
And what would the bag made of?
A paper bag.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If it was larger, then would you call it something different?
A sack?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, are those same items used in measuring? Would you say that they're used in measuring?
What, bags and sacks?
Yeah.
Maybe, but I would not think so.
Okay. How was a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged? You know, if it was in a large quantity, how was it packaged? Maybe about a 50 pound.
I believe it would be in a cloth bag.
Yeah. And would you call that something else?